The Labor Department's leap of faith in putting its financial management system in the cloud, and that effort, that's troubled. Now, Labor Department's Inspector General recently found the agency's backup plans to take over from its contractor running the financial system not so good. They're lacking. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller writes about labor's challenges in his biweekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook. Jason joins me now with details on labor and its financial management. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so the IG looked at the cloud version of the financial system and found what?
Well, it found that labor, should this vendor cease to operations, which is, you know, going to happen now. We were just learning just last night that they are going to cease operations. Labor would be in some serious trouble. Now, what's interesting is labor, as you said, took this leap of faith. They went into the cloud very early, outsourced their financial management system to Global Computer Enterprises, commonly known as GCE in the marketplace. And this was a huge deal in terms of, hey, this is an agency following during the Bush administration, their idea of outsourcing financial management systems. They put it in the cloud even, which is, you know, in 2010 when they did this, that was a huge change. I mean, very few people were in the cloud for much. If you remember, that was the time when Vivek Kundra, the OMB CIO, really was pushing cloud, and here labor is already in the cloud. And I'll tell you, they've just been snake-bitten from the, not quite from the beginning, but over the last year and a half or so, poor labor has been snake-bitten, and they've been trying to get out of their this cloud contract, and it seems like it's going to happen sooner than later. As you know, we just learned yesterday that GCE filed for bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11. They filed that in the U.S. bankruptcy court in the Eastern District of Alexandria, Virginia, on September 4th. So that's a huge deal. And we also have learned that Labor and the General Services Administration will pay something to the effect of $23.5 million to get the systems and the data back from GCE before they go out of business by the end of September.
That's a great deal. You give them your stuff to hold and then pay them to get it back to you?
Basically, yes. And this is actually the second time Labor has paid GCE for their own stuff. Now, remember, this is GCE's proprietary software. It is GCE's software as a service in the cloud, so they're data centers. So GCE owns all this. It's not like Labor did a forklift and took all their stuff and put it in GCE's data center. But what's happening is they didn't write the contract well enough, and now Labor had to pay for their data back in December, and now they're actually paying for the system that runs their financial management system and the hardware and the software that are part of that, so they can keep this going while they, you know, make that transition to a federal shared service provider. In this case, it's going to be Transportation's ESC, one of the five federal shared service providers.
So just to be clear, this contract was established in 2010, right?
Correct.
All right, so during the current administration.
Correct. But it was, you know, these things take time. They probably started in process 2008, 2009, early 2009.
Now, you said Global Computer Enterprises has filed just last week for Chapter 11. That means they can still operate. Any word yet on whether someone else might take over their operations and keep them going?
Well, interesting. When I read the court documents last night, they went to about 164 different people to ask to buy them, and nobody wanted they could not find any takers. So they're going to shut their doors, it seems like, based on these court documents, by September 30th. They say in the court documents that their lease runs out as of September 30th, so they want to make the shift back to Labor and GSA by September 18th, and then Labor is going to bring in Booz Allen Hamilton to run the system until they can make that transition to the Transportation Department's Enterprise Services Center for Shared Services under Financial Management, which could be, 18 to 20 months or more away. So, they're not out of the woods yet. But at the same time, the court has to approve the sale as well. I mean, if the court comes back and says, we don't think that's a fair sale, or we don't think that this is going to work for the debitors who GCE owes, this could really put Labor and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which also has hired GCE to run their financial management system in the cloud, in some serious trouble.
And what about, you said Booz Allen is going to come in and take over for a while. What will they run, and where will they run it? Are they going to run the GCE software on some other system?
Well, because that's where GSA comes in. And, under GSA's role as part of this financial management systems and acquisition, they're going to bring in some of that hardware, some of that software. And I think what Booz Allen will end up doing is running the Labor Department's financial management system on GCE's hardware and software, but in a GSA center or in some other kind of government-run data center.
Sounds like it's kind of a funny image when you think about it. It's like running across the street with bathwater or something. What about the labor financial office? What about the CFO office? They must be looking at this a little bit in horror, too.
Well, you know, I did reach out to labor and asked if anything had changed since this IG report came out, because the IG report came out about a month ago and that said, hey, this could, you know, labor could be in some serious trouble if GCE, you know, ceases to exist, so to speak. And they said, no, nothing new, nothing more to report. That, you know, they felt like that the response from Michael Kerr, the Assistant Secretary for Administration, that was in the IG report says it all. And basically what he says in there is listen, we realize we had some challenges, but we are fixing them. We are making strides, and we believe we'll be ready in you know, multiple ways. One, for the move to the interim solution, which he doesn't name, but now we know that is Booz Allen Hamilton, and for the move to the shared service center over the next, you know, 12 to 24 months or so.
All right, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller, and I just love the fact that the GCE recently changed its name to Serendipity Now. Well, they must be regretting that one.
Well, what's interesting is you don't really know what's the status of GCE, because they did recently change their name. You're absolutely right. In fact, the General Services Administration just awarded a sole source contract, and that's where we found this out through a justification on FedBizOps that said, you know, basically, you know, GCE was running the Federal Procurement Data System Next Generation as well as the U.S. Spending System, and, you know, now Serendipity Now or Data Analytics, they have three different names that are going on here. And, you know, in the notice it says formerly Global Computer Enterprises. So we know that they're related. We just don't know how they're related. I did send an email to GCE founder and CEO Ray Mussolini, and which was not returned. And I did try to call GCE or Data Analytics or Serendipity Now. They're all listed under the same phone number, and no one answered their phone over there on Friday. So we will have to wait to hear what happens. Now, what's interesting about GCE, and I've heard these rumors, Tom, for, I want to say a year that they were in trouble. And the court documents show just how much trouble they were in. Their downfall came as a result of too much reliance on federal customers. Almost 100% of their entire business was all federal. But more importantly, the FBI raided their offices back in 2013 over allegations that the company used foreign nationals on contracts that they weren't allowed to and had other contracting violations. Now, obviously, GCE says we deny any wrongdoing, but they have been trying to negotiate a settlement with the FBI and are cooperating with the FBI. But long story short, GCE spent more than $4.5 million on legal fees, and basically that just put them out of business. They had no liquidity, they had no cash reserves, and when they tried to sell their business, nobody wanted to buy it because of the changes that were happening in the financial management services area in the government.
Sure.
So long story short, GCE is going out of business, it seems like.
All right, and switching gears in your column, you also talk about the growing forest of innovation labs. They're innovating the innovation, sounds like, throughout the federal government. What's going on there?
Well, if you remember, the first one we talked about, this is a number of years ago, is from OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, had their innovation lab. And at the time, that was a really really interesting attempt to say, how can we change the way we do business by bringing in some innovation? And then things kind of got quiet around OPM, and Director Kathleen Archuleta just spoke last week and talked a little bit about what they've been doing. And in fact, what they've been doing is bringing in Lean Six Sigma and something called human-centered design, and they're taking those two concepts and are trying to apply them to retirement services to improve the customer service around retirement services. So after she said that, I started looking around, and I saw that obviously there's 18F that is run by GSA. And then I saw also the National Cancer Institute has a user experience lab. And this is just, I think what we're seeing is a growing number of these labs popping up across government to try to change the way that the agencies think about acquisition, the way that agencies think about IT projects and delivering services. 18F recently launched a new effort to improve online Federal Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, processing. They're going to come up with new tools. There's even a new task force. And we have a link to that blog item on federalnewsradio.com so people can find that out. And the National Cancer Institute is basically trying to talk to the people who they serve, you know, patients with cancer, researchers, doctors, academics, about how they could improve the user experience of the National Cancer Institute's services as well.
All right. That's all the time we have. There's a lot more in Jason Miller's column. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.